I'm Doug Kalinowski, WRPR News. Since the near collapse of the economy, the housing market has been in a steady decline. Every aspect of it was affected, from real estate to construction and development. Only recently has the market begun to recover. Anthony Michelotti just closed on his house in Middletown, New Jersey, and is in the process of looking for a home in the North Jersey area.
It is definitely a buyer's market. There is quite a bit of inventory of existing homes on the market.
Brian Mantone, a real estate agent in both New Jersey and Nevada, has a clear understanding of what has been going on in the market over the past few years.
Well, with people losing their jobs and disposable income at a minimum, a lot of sellers are trying to downsize and reduce their monthly cost in real estate, whether it be real estate taxes or condo maintenance fees.
Mantone then goes on to compare how each market has fared so far.
Well, the northern New Jersey real estate market is taking a hit of approximately 15 to 20%.
And how about the Las Vegas market?
It's taking a hit of approximately 50 to 60% off its highs.
On the other side of the housing market is Pat Pianelli of MPM & Associates. His company develops both residential and commercial properties, as you can hear the construction they are doing in the background. Since the economic downfall, the development of new housing has taken the biggest hit.
New construction is pretty much, it's been dead for like 2 years. We haven't done anything except things for ourselves that we're keeping, but nothing that we're selling.
What kind of aspects have been able to, like, keep you guys afloat?
The good thing about us is that with our rental properties, we have income coming in with the rentals.
Perhaps later this year, we'll know if the housing market recovery is an illusion or for real. I'm Doug Kalinowski, WRPR News.